A sailor's homecoming for Massachusetts Senator John Kerry today. The former Navy officer arrived in Boston and was met by shipmates from his days in Vietnam. Kerry will accept the Democratic presidential nomination tomorrow night, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry is routinely greeted by veterans wherever his campaign plane lands. But today's welcome in Boston was more personal. Kerry stepped off his plane to bear hugs from former crewmates he'd skippered in Vietnam. The men were dressed in matching blue golf shirts, bearing the numbers of their wartime patrol craft. After greetings at the airport, Kerry and his crewmates crossed Boston Harbor, not in a 50-foot swift boat, like the old days, but a 114-foot excursion craft with a well-armed Coast Guard escort. Kerry stood on the bow and pointed to landmarks along the Boston skyline. Steve Hatch, who served on Kerry's first swift boat, said he'd forgotten how tall his former lieutenant was.
Being with the crew and being with John and everything like that, I mean, it brought back 35 years, just flooded back. It was like yesterday being with him. And it's good to see him, and we're all here for the same reason, to put him into the White House.
One of those on board was Jim Rassman, the former Green Beret, whom Kerry famously rescued from a river while under fire. That episode earned Kerry the Bronze Star in Vietnam, and it made Rassman the target of some good-natured hazing today.
They gave me a rough time from the moment my foot hit that deck about make sure he doesn't fall overboard, make sure nobody pushes him off, and they got a life jacket. Kerry put the life jacket on me, and those guys really pick on me.
Reporters and photographers followed in a second boat as Kerry and company made a slow transit of the harbor. At one point, Rassman says, the mood on the deck turned more serious.
I think it was about the time we saw the Constitution. It's the oldest ship in the Navy, still commissioned. And John and I were standing together at the bow and looking at it, and I turned to him and I said, did you ever think you'd see live to see this day? And he said, no, I didn't.
A crowd of well-wishers met the crew at the Charlestown Navy Yard. Kerry thanked them for the noisy welcome home celebration.
I'm not going to make a big speech or anything. I just want to say Bruce Springsteen had it right. No retreat, no surrender. We are taking this fight to the country, and we're going to win back our democracy and our future.
True to his word, Kerry didn't make a big speech today, but he says he's looking forward to making one tomorrow night when he accepts the Democratic presidential nomination. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Boston.